Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article entitled Falun DAFA Helped Me Get Out of Depression by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on March 20th, 2023. I learned Falun DAFA in September 1998, and I feel fortunate to have this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. There are not enough words to express my gratitude to Master Li Hongzhi, the practice's founder. Part 1. Practicing Falun DAFA helped me get rid of depression. I was exhausted by life before I learned DAFA. My marriage wasn't happy. My husband had no sense of responsibility and liked to play mahjong. He often went gambling after work and came home late. I quarreled with him, which made our child nervous. The more I told him to stop playing mahjong, the more he wanted to play. I was furious, but I didn't want a divorce because our child was still young. I did everything for our family, therefore I couldn't tolerate my husband's behavior. My health wasn't good. I had rheumatoid arthritis and I took 6 months sick leave from work. One day, in July 1998, I fell asleep after my husband and I had an argument. I felt agitated after waking up and I couldn't stay home. A relative took a stroll with me, but it didn't help. It was an unbearable feeling, mixed with a sense of fear. I had no energy and couldn't stand any noise, including people's voices. My child had to turn off the volume when watching television. I couldn't do any housework. I even had to rest while making a bowl of instant noodles. I was in great pain. My world was grey and I lost interest in everything. I had no desire to live, yet I didn't want to leave my young child behind. I didn't know these were symptoms of depression until later. My parents and in-laws were worried about me. I was only 37 years old. Each day felt like a year. I was living in pain every second of my life. I didn't want to seek treatment at the psychiatric hospital for fear of losing face. My mother-in-law practiced Falun DAFA, and I'd heard about its health benefits. I thought about learning DAFA after 2 months of suffering, and a DAFA practitioner offered to help. While waiting for the practitioner to come to my home, I had to sit because I was too tired to stand. She took me to the far study place, and I read Xuan Falun for 2.5 hours. I was able to walk downstairs with ease afterward. A practitioner said that Master purified my body. I got home with little effort around 9 that night. I had not done any housework for 2 months, so I mopped the floors in 3 rooms that night. My husband was so amazed that he followed me around the house and watched as I cleaned. I continued to study the Fa and practice the exercises. The symptoms of depression eased as the days went by, and were pretty much gone 2 weeks later. The rheumatoid arthritis that cost me so much money to treat also disappeared. I was so happy. It felt great to be healthy. Master gave me a second life and didn't ask for a penny. Had I not learned DAFA, I couldn't imagine the consequences of my depression. Therefore, I chose September 1st as my birthday, the day Master gave me a second life. Thank you, Master. I followed DAFA's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and treated others with kindness. I stopped arguing with my family and didn't get upset when my husband came home late. I wasn't trying to contain my anger, as I had no anger in my heart. DAFA is truly amazing. My husband noticed it too. When he wasn't home, he would call me at 5 in the morning to remind me to go to the practice site. My family life improved. Since I stopped getting angry at my husband, He spent more time at home after work and was usually in a good mood. My child wasn't nervous around us anymore. He even told his classmates who came to our house, "Tell your mum to practice Falun Dafa too. My mother no longer spanks or scolds me after she began practicing." My family and I have benefited from the practice, something that money can't buy. In fact, money, our parents, teachers, and education can't change our human nature either. But Falun Dafa can guide people to be good and transform them. Master gave me good health and an open heart. What I've gained is priceless, and I'm so grateful. Part 2. Supporting Dafa wholeheartedly. My 10 months of bliss were shattered by Jiang Zemin, the former leader of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. July 20th, 1999 was the darkest day when Jiang launched the persecution against the millions of practitioners of Falun Dafa. The media around the country spread rumours and slanderous propaganda against us. Companies and employers received orders from the authorities to demand that practitioners renounce the practice. I was told to write a guarantee statement, but I refused to. Dafa gave me my health and a happy family life and taught me to be a good person. Is that wrong? I couldn't give up the practice and betray my compassionate master. Because I refused to comply, I was transferred from the office to a water plant far away from the city. I didn't complain and wasn't resentful working at the water plant. I continued to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Because we worked and ate at the same place, I often brought soy sauce and vinegar from home and bought rice and noodles for the group, regardless of the cost of the items. Sometimes co-workers would argue over each other's workload, but I never got involved. I didn't mind doing the work of three people and took on extra work in my group. My co-worker said, "Falun Dafa practitioners are so nice. You are completely different from what the television news says." My group leader told me, "I wasn't happy and wanted to leave this group, but having such a nice co-worker like you makes me not want to leave." It wasn't me, but Dafa's amazing power. When I was mistreated, I still followed Master's teachings and was a good person. The persecution was escalating and people were deceived. I had to do something because Compassionate Master was being defamed. Dafa was being smeared and so many people were fooled by the propaganda and developed hatred toward Dafa. These people were in danger. I wanted to tell people about Falun Dafa and the persecution, so I went out and posted flyers on my own. When the group leader found out, she offered to help. I was touched by her kindness. There was a lot of pressure then, so it was great that she came forward when the persecution was severe. The three of us locked the gate and headed out. These two co-workers came with me many times, and we were safe under Master's protection. I was later jailed for going to Beijing to speak out for Falun Dafa. When the two co-workers found out about it, they kept my Dafa books in a safe place. I believe they will receive blessing for their kindness. I've gone through many tribulations for exposing the CCP's wrongdoings and for supporting Dafa, but nothing can change my faith in Dafa and my volition to clarify the truth to awaken people.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled "How Falun Dafa Changed the Factory Where I Worked" by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on April 11, 2023. On my way to work for the evening shift in December 1995, I ran into a friend who asked me to deliver a book to one of my coworkers. Since my job was to maintain and repair equipment, after I took over that night, I checked the equipment in the workshop to ensure that everything was operating normally. After, I had nothing else to do. I like to read, so I asked my coworker to lend me the book to read before I gave it to her. "No problem," she said. "It's actually for my father. I won't be going home for a while as I live somewhere else, so you read it first." I opened the package and saw inside a copy of Duan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa. I wondered what the book was about. When I started to read it, I found I couldn't let it go. It discussed a lot of things that couldn't be found in other books. I learned that we humans all fell from high levels. Because we didn't meet the standards of high levels, that we fell down level by level and finally reached the level of ordinary people. I learned that the principles of this universe are truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and that the practice of Falun Dafa can help cure diseases and keep one fit, as well as allow one to cultivate to a high level, freeing oneself from pain of birth, old age, illness, and death. Returning to one's original nature, I learned, is the real purpose of being a human being. I was amazed. I didn't read fast because I didn't want to miss a word. I read it twice that week, but it seemed I couldn't remember all of it. It was so broad and profound. I really wanted to have my own copy of Duan Falun so I could read it wherever I wanted. I found the person who'd asked me to deliver the book and asked her to buy me a copy. She agreed. It was only later that I found out that her mother was an assistant and had gone to one of Master's 9-day lecture series. Our factory was a state-owned enterprise with more than 1,000 employees. In March 1996, our factory labor union organized Qigong enthusiasts to learn Falun Dafa. I registered and participated. After the 9-day class, our thinking underwent tremendous changes. We practiced the exercises together in the morning and studied the Fa together in the evening. We discussed what we had read and shared our experiences after studying. We compared what we understood to see where we did not do well and needed to improve. Many of us recognized behaviors that did not comply with the Fa, and we gradually improved. We all quit some of our bad habits, such as smoking, drinking, chewing betel nuts, playing cards, and gambling. We also recovered rather quickly from our health problems. At that time, more and more people in our factory started to study the Falun Dafa teachings, which gave them a good spiritual outlook. People saw that those who learned Falun Dafa improved their xingxing and their moral standards quickly. Falun Dafa was like a clear spring, washing away the dirt in people's hearts. Some of them returned the things they had taken home from the factory. They used to be idle at work, but now they were never late and never left early. At that time, Falun Dafa was the most talked about topic in the factory. Husbands and wives lived together in harmony. Whoever suffered from ailments recovered after practicing Falun Dafa, and the relationships between mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law improved. At that time, every apartment in our residential building had electric meters installed, and many people fiddled with the meters to save on their electricity bills. That meant that when the meter reader checked the meter at the end of the month, he found that some showed that no electricity had been used, and some with large families showed only a little use, and all kinds of issues crept up. Some people openly said, "Stealing electricity isn't bad. Everyone does it. If I don't, I'll lose money." It was an open secret. The factory administration knew about it, but they didn't do anything about it. Sometimes they pretended to check it out, but in the end, nothing changed. As for me, I followed the trend, tampered with the electric meter, and paid a few yuan a month. But I did try to save electricity, so I felt I was better than others. However, after the fall lectures, I couldn't sleep for several nights. I felt guilty. I felt that I didn't meet the standard of a practitioner and had done wrong. After discussing it together, we practitioners decided that we should do better. Some of us went to the administrative department and asked to pay our electricity bills and correct the electric meters. As for me, I was too embarrassed to pay what I owed, but I restored the meter to normal, and I no longer stole electricity. There was something else that preyed on my mind. I was an electrician, and I wanted my own personal multimeter. At that time, no one wanted to buy one with their own money and looked for ways to keep the public meter. I was going to retire, so I also wanted to get a multimeter for my own convenience. On a weekend, I took home the multimeter shared by my group to use. I was supposed to bring it back the following Monday, but when I got to work on Monday, many personal tool cabinets had been pried open. In fact, tool cabinets were often pried, and tools were often stolen. We reported it to our supervisors, but they could not solve the issue, and we were all used to it. I lost some general use tools and copper rods. I then said that the multimeter had also been stolen. Everyone believed it, so I took the multimeter for my own. After learning Falun Dafa, I realized that this was wrong, and I did not meet the standard of a practitioner. We practice truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to improve our xingxing. How much virtue would I lose, and how much would my karma increase? So I decided to return the multimeter, but I was still a little embarrassed, fearing that the group would make fun of me, so I delayed for a few days. During that time, I was studying Lecture 4 in Zhuanfalun when I suddenly realized why I had kept the meter. I handed it in to this supervisor and explained what happened. Because many people in our factory were studying Falun Dafa, more people were doing good things. The supervisor said, "It's great that you practice Falun Dafa." He handed the multimeter back to me and said, "It's still in your custody. I'd feel better if you keep it." I worked hard and had no complaints. I was always available to work after hours, night or day. I never complained, although there was no overtime pay. Anyone who ran into a problem at work and could not solve it liked to call me. So, when I reached retirement age, I only had 3 days off before the workshop director asked me back. I worked for 3 more years. Later, due to various reasons, including poor factory management, it was necessary to reduce the number of employees. So I retired with them. I just gave 2 small examples of how my moral standards improved when I first learned Falun Dafa. At that time, there were millions of Falun Dafa practitioners all over the country, and they all followed the principles truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It is true that good and kind people like that were found all over the country. Falun Dafa is beneficial to society and does not harm anyone.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.